Our sales staff is friendly and knowledgeable. Our installation crew is neat, clean, and professional. We provide service on all the products we sell and have replacement parts available. Stop by our showroom located on the northeast corner of I-25 and Highway 66, I-25 exit number 243. Experience our service and knowledge and see the best in home appliances from DCS, Fisher-Paykel, ASCO, GE, GE Profile, and others. Call us at 970-535-0980. That's 970-535-0980.
It's an excellent story. It's fiction, But it's getting a lot of attention today, and embedded images in art has been used for hundreds of years. And we actually, for the first time, show these images in the film. But what happened in Toronto led me back into my native United States, because I'm an American, and a tremendous amount of embedded images in religious artwork was found here, including right in the pews of Catholic churches. The largest publisher of Catholic hymnals and missals, the Oregon Catholic Press, who puts hymnals and missals in two out of every three Catholic churches, has been putting suicide messages, phallic symbol messages, demonic messages, sex, and even the swastika. I mean, literally right now, Stan, as you know, you've seen this, the swastika appears in the 2006 Oregon Catholic Press music issue right in the pews of two out of every three Catholic churches now. Very little has been done within the church. Some of the bishops and priests have covered it up with an adhesive sticker. I've asked that to happen in the past, but they won't stop. And it took really the film to come out, which had just recently came out, as you mentioned, this past weekend, and to try to make some kind of an effective change to stop this.
And, of course, there are evil and wicked people who want to corrupt our society. And what better way to do that than to work within the church? And certainly, as an evangelical Christian, I recognize the influence in the Protestant church. Certainly, it's within the Jewish religion, and certainly it's within the Catholic religion. But Michael has done a magnificent job, as you can only do with a full-length motion picture and with the graphics that are available now. To be able to pull these faces out so you can actually see them there on the big screen. And, you know, this truly is amazing, as you see. But it's not just recently. This pornography has been in Catholic art going back hundreds of years.
Yeah, that's right. It goes back to the 12th century. There are two crucifixes that were made in the 12th century. One is called a Bigallo crucifix, and it has a very, very large, bold penis and testicles, you know, I'm just speaking in anatomy now, right on the Christ figure. And it's housed in the Art Institute of Chicago. People look right at it, and then they look right away. You can't see these images consciously, because as we explain in the film is there to heal those who've been suffered. I mean, this is actually a subconscious violation. This is a rape of the soul. And at the same time, your eye has a little head of a pin item in the eye called the fovea, which strikes only portions of what you're looking at to remember consciously. But your subconscious mind, as you explain in the film, Stan, subconsciously, everything is taken in. And the artist then has access to your subconscious mind and can program you. It only takes one little flick of a second, the shutter of a lens, to get the entire image into your subconscious. And the Art Institute of Chicago houses the Bigallo crucifix, 12th century, has this phallic symbol on it. And at the same time, the San Damiano crucifix. I mean, this is one of the most revered Catholic symbols of all time. And it came out in 1957 because it was hidden by the Clare nuns. This is the cross that St. Francis of Assisi had prayed to, and it apparently spoke to him. But unfortunately, it also has a penis and testicles right on the front of what is supposed to be Jesus. The reason why people miss this is because there are saints on the left and saints on the right, and your eye focuses on the eyes of those saints. When you look at the eyes of people, you look left and right, and you look at their hands as well, so you miss what's in the middle of the abdomen on Christ.
And what they do is they hide them in plain sight, and you can't see them, or in case you don't want to see them, but it's there. We'll be back in just a moment.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network has a growing list of videos available. We like to show people the good things about life in America. These videos depict great events, inspirational music, and very special people. If you couldn't be here to see them live, call 1-800-205-6245. for title and price information. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Back here at the American Freedom Network, and as I was saying, what they do is they hide their things in plain sight, and you look at them, but you do not see them. However, the image is implanted permanently in your subconscious. That's what they're doing with our children, and that's what they're doing with us as well. And you could look at these pictures, and when somebody points out what's there, it's so obvious. But of course, you cannot, in your own mental mind, believe that anything could be this graphic and this depraved on a religious symbol, especially one that St. Francis of Assisi had prayed to. But obviously the sisters understood what this was about. How many centuries did they hide that, try to keep it from being publicly viewed?
Yeah, they hid it from when St. Francis died. He died in the 12th century, and they hid it for 700 years because the nuns, the St. Clair nuns, knew very well that penis and testicles was right there on the cross. They're looking at it differently. Anybody can get stimulated from what we call, again, satanic pornography, or whether it's sex and horror in the same image or on different images. And St. Francis certainly was. I think God really taught him a lesson, because God's message to St. Francis was to rebuild my church. So St. Francis went out and started rebuilding churches physically with hammer and nails and fixing windows and things. And then God lets it go for a while, and then says, you know, you made a mistake. I mean, rebuild my church, spiritually, the church. And if any message came from this cross, it was a false one. But the St. Clair nuns knew this. They hid it. And then finally the Vatican in 1957, it went from the 12th century for 700 years. Then finally in 1957, they bring the cross out again. The Franciscans love this. And you spoke about homosexuality before, Stan, and this is a big problem in the church, because you're not supposed to be homosexual but yet be a priest. So the issue isn't necessarily homosexuality in itself. It's more of an issue of it's a no-no when it comes to being a priest. And Franciscans, it's well within the 90 percentile range, and even the Pope now has tried to take back Assisi, because even in Italy, because the Franciscans are a runaway religious order. Almost all of them are homosexuals, and the Saint Francis San Damiano crucifix is the gay cross. It is the gay cross. The Franciscans know the erection's on there. They love the fact that the erection's on there. When you have a priest and he's in a brown robe and he's swinging very long rosary beads, you got a 9 out of 10 chance that the guy is a homosexual. They love this cross from St. Francis, and it's not because they love St. Francis. It's because the cross has the phallic symbol on it. And that's just two of the very many historical art that we profile in the film, including Da Vinci, Botticelli, who put homosexual scenes. Botticelli was openly gay and put homosexual scenes inside the Adoration of the Magi painting, along with other occult symbols like the A, which is the symbol of Antichrist. He put the A on himself because he put himself in the picture as part of the birth of Christ. Botticelli had the nerve to actually make believe he was actually there. So there are a lot of artists in the past, mainly Renaissance artists, who were homosexuals, who disliked the church because the church was against homosexuality. Some of them were pedophiles, like Da Vinci, who had sex with boys. And people don't tell you that. That's not part of what Da Vinci's history is. One day we can go over the real story of Leonardo da Vinci. But these are the things that have happened in the Renaissance, and the church continues to keep putting out this same art. So in the film, we talk about historical art, which some of the Catholic publications use to this day, or they hire new artists to put embeds in for new art, which would happen in the Archdiocese of Toronto and in the Oregon Catholic Press, and even EWTN, which is the largest. I mean, this is the global Catholic television network, the largest radio network. And on the Internet, they have for years been rotating the same images of satanic pornography over and over again. In the film, Stan, as you know, you're in the film quite a bit, and in between as we're talking, you're seeing EWTN images, the word sex, the inverted pentagram, which you discuss, and demonic faces, and 666, and all of these things. There really is no Catholic organization that is exempt from utilizing embedded imagery in art, which is designed to program.
Well, but, you know, certainly there are many people who are very, very concerned about this. We know that Pope Paul VI had talked about the smoke of Satan circulating over the top of the Vatican. Certainly, Sister Angelica recognized that this force was getting into her radio network, didn't she?
That's right. Mother Angelica of EWTN, who started EWTN, I'm a fan of hers. I mean, she tried to do the right thing. She was as traditional as you could possibly get. She knew that there were bad things happening, and she used the phrase Luciferian influence in the Catholic Church a gazillion times. Sometimes she would say it on her show multiple times just on each program. And that was a little too much for some of the bishops to hear, especially in the United States. Cardinal Mahoney, as you know, in Los Angeles, is really not a good guy, and she knew that, and she had a battle with him. And finally, the bishops got together and did whatever they could to knock her out. And she had a stroke, but she's mysteriously still ill under some kind of medication. She sort of snaps out of it, but then the medication keeps her under again. So they're keeping her, in my opinion, as a figurehead of the network, but the network's greatly changed. It's controlled now by other people and not her. And I don't believe at all that she knew what was going on with respect to the images on her network and on her site. But certainly people there are doing it. They requisition it. As I say in the film, all art is planned. I'm the art expert here. I don't discuss other things like pornography and other things and geopolitics and spirituality, which you do, Stan. But as far as art goes, art's planned. We plan every single minute detail to whatever we're doing. And there's no doubt about it that the artists that EWTN and the others that they employ know what they're doing, and somebody's ordering it. You know, it's always planned.
Sure, and you, of course, show time and again how they use those numbers, 666. I mean, they understand the significance, the satanic significance of that. The average American, they can look at it, and they don't even see it.
That's right, and there's an artist who everybody needs to know. This guy, I mean, this is one of the most unbelievable things of the film, is there's a brother, a Marianist brother, ordained brother, called Steve Erspammer, and I believe he's out of St. Louis, and he's been painting demonic and sexual artwork for the church for like 30 years. I remember I was in grammar school and actually saw this artwork in like 1979, 1980, when I was about to graduate, and he paints Jesus with oblong arms and hands, long faces. Jesus looks like he's drunk or he's going to die. He paints Jesus in a very bad way. But I call him Stevie Six, because Stevie Six can't stop putting 666 in his material. And in the film, we show several of them. They're in trees. There's a dove coming in from heaven with 666. I mean, our Spammer can't stop it. He has even painted. He's hired to paint work for the Oregon Catholic Press. And his material appears on the covers that they put in the pews of the churches. So when those hymnals and missals go to the Catholic churches, and again, OCP is two out of every three churches, they stay there for an entire year. And it only takes you one time to look at it, but they're there the entire year. And this is the fuel that creates this element of satanic issues in the United States, demonic issues, pedophilia, pornography, and sex. And when you have people who are right on the edge, who are suffering, this is what it takes to put them over.
And of course, some of the satanic faces that are there, they paint them in intentionally, and you gloss, your eyes go right over them, you don't see them. But of course, you bring them out, you can put them there, people can actually see them as you, through the miracle of, you know, the things that you can do today, can actually pull these things out from the films, and as you look at them on the big screen, there's no question at all exactly what they're doing. And, you know, I think you've done a wonderful service. The question is, can we get enough people to begin to understand how they're playing with our minds, how they are targeting not only our minds, but the minds of the children, because they want to rape their very souls?
That's true. It's horrible, because a lot of the art is actually aimed at kids. It's cartoon-like. I think so, because for the first time, we have the pictures. That's the difference here. It used to be that there was an accusation, and the priest and the boy or whoever, and they were together, and no one really saw anything and whatever. And then it was covered up or it was paid off and what have you. But for the first time, we have the pictures now, and the pictures are all over the place. What they're counting on is, because this stuff is not really taught, I was really lucky to be trained in this over 22 years ago, and I'm an artist. It's in the family genes and what have you, and I'm a visual artist, so I could see these things, but it has to be explained. We explain the techniques of fainting and displacement. We actually extract the images right in front of your eyes so you can see it consciously. But I think people will now believe, because they're seeing it consciously, and we have the evidence this time. We have the pictures. You know, it's all over now because we have the pictures. We have suicide pictures, and we have the sexual pictures, and we have the faces and the demonic pictures, and the 666s and the inverted pentagrams and the A. All of those things are there for the audience to see, and we prove it in the film by showing it over and over again. I mean, it's almost overkill. I mean, I went to great lengths to really just show as many pictures as we possibly can. The film's 140 minutes because we show lots of pictures in there.
And Chris, this last week back in the Big Apple, I had the opportunity to see it twice, a private viewing on in a studio, and then in a regular motion picture in the broad screen. And it is a powerful demonstration. And the biggest thing, you know, of course, it's a great title, The Rape of the Soul. People have, of course, a lot of people want to be entertained. This is great entertainment. You've just got to get the people in, and certainly it's open to, what, in about 10 theaters now?
That's correct, and we'll be opening again on the 31st, or actually expanding the film wider as we go to the 31st, so at this moment. And there will be, just as your show right now, there'll be more and more interviews and publicity as we build along. The reason why we did not actually build the publicity prior to the film's release was because of sabotage, because the church is actually afraid what's going to happen when it came out. So we had to do things a little quietly, and I'm glad that we did, because there were plenty of elements of plants and problems that when the film came out. So it is growing, and we'll have it in more cities for the 31st.
Well, you've actually tried to contact the Vatican to see if they would do something about this. Obviously, there are people planted in the church who are there to prevent anything from being done, so this rape of the soul can continue.
Absolutely. In fact, I spent some time in the film about that. I think it was very important to explain the beginning of the film. You know, there's about 37 seconds of who is this guy, who am I? But then there's about 15 minutes of what happened. I mean, who were the perps? What happened? How do we discover this material? It's part of the story. There is a story behind this. It's not just, here are the pictures, and then that's it, like you're flashing a centerfold at somebody. You want to be educated. You want to understand what happened and how you can see them yourself. And as you're watching the film, you become educated, and you start to see these lower-level embeds for yourself. You start to look around. But I did. I did write to the Papal Nuncio, the ambassador of the Vatican, to the various countries, to Canada, for example, to the cardinals, and to the Vatican. I warned them back in almost 2 years ago, or a little over 2 years ago in some cases, but there's never any answer. And as you say in the film, Stan, you about confirm or deny, then you make them understand there's actually a problem there. So there's never been any of that, and we're anxious to see what happens, but it's amazing. The cardinals and the bishops are having a little vacation at the Vatican, because there's a big ceremony that's going to be happening in a couple of days, as of all people, Archbishop Laveda, formerly of San Francisco, formerly of Portland, which is the archdiocese that declared bankruptcy in the United States, the first one, is going to be made cardinal by the Pope. And cardinal now, Laveda, who's been elevated to the CDF, the Congregation Doctor of the Faith, the biggest position, that's the defender of the faith, was one of the biggest pedophile shufflers of all time in the Catholic Church. In fact, when he was the Archbishop of none other than Portland, Oregon. This is where the Oregon Catholic Press is based. The Oregon Catholic Press has been using Steve or Spammer's artwork and artwork of their own to put in the pews of the churches, as I explained, for years. And the Archbishop of Portland signs off on the cover of every missal. His name's in the missal. Levada's name's in the missal. And he had shuffled pedophiles for years there and gotten a lot of trouble. He was promoted to San Francisco, and then Cardinal George, who's now the cardinal of the Archbishop of Chicago before he was cardinal, went over to Portland to try to quiet that mess up. And he did as best as he can. Then he went to cover Cardinal Bernardin, and now Vlasny, who's also from Chicago, tried to cover the mess again from when George left. But Levada's pedophile shuffling was so powerful, it was so bad, that that's why the Archdiocese of Portland declared bankruptcy, and there are lawsuits pending. There are, I don't know, about 100. And they're still going to make Levada a cardinal.
Feedback's program. We are family-owned and operated, your new car alternative, specializing in one-owner, low-mileage Hondas, Toyotas, and Subarus, meticulously maintained, priced from $2,000 to $10,000. See us at Foothills in Pearl and Boulder, or call us at 303-447-9991. 303-447-9991.
The worldwide first annual Ten Commandments Weekend is the first weekend in May, and you're invited to attend and participate in local events. You'll hear talented musicians and dynamic presentations on all Ten Commandments. Plus, you'll meet many friendly people who share your interests. You'll get
47-9991. 303-447-9991.
I just started my own business, and I had no idea how many details there were. Then someone mentioned insurance. Almost forgot that little detail. Luckily, I heard about a new plan from Humana called Humana One HSA. Humana One HSA combines a health savings account administered by Chase, an FDIC-insured bank, with a high-deductible health plan. So I get medical coverage I can afford, and I can save money for my health expenses tax-free. I could save between 20 and 40% on my health premiums, and I'll reduce my taxes. I applied over the phone and talked one-on-one with Neil Muhlberg, a Humana representative. He helped me set up both my health plan and my savings account. That's what I call simple and smart. And when you work for yourself, you've got to think smart about your business and your health insurance. For more information and a quote, call Neil Muhlberg, an authorized agent for Humana One, at 303-499-2735. That's 303-499-2735. Application is subject to acceptance or approval by insurer. Health plan has limitations and exclusions.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100%
prosperity within your palaces. Join us this May 20th as we mark the third annual observance of the International Day of Prayer for the Peace of Jerusalem. How can you participate? Simply pray to God for the peace of Jerusalem on May 20th. Gather in your congregations. Join people all over the world who are offering prayer. Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Human seed therapies is the answer. Guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
And back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest is Michael Colace, and we're talking about his film, The Rape of the Soul. And Michael, you have a web page where people are asking, you see, they part of this movie. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, the website address is www.rapeofthesoul.com. One word, rapeofthesoul.com. And on that website, you'll be able to view the trailer. If you just click on view the trailer, you'll see all of us on there, all of the experts in our particular area of expertise, including Dr. Stans on there, who gives the closing statement on the program, and you'll see a glimpse of some of the embedded images. Now, they're very quick because there's so many of them, and it's sort of a musical montage, the trailer. Give you a little bit of taste of what's happening, but because it's the Internet and because the last thing we want to do is have pornography on the Internet, we can't show any of the sexual images or the very heavy demonic images on the trailer, but it does have a significant effect. It's very quick, and there are several 666s that do show up in the trailer, and you get a profile of the experts, and everybody's in there, Dr. Judith Reisman, Dr. Mark Oster, Dr. Wilson Brian Key, and Robert Swan, of course, Stan and myself, and a bit of the synopsis of the story. I did design a pretty interesting logo for the site, which is a chair, usually the Pope's chair with the upside-down cross. We know that, Stan, that shouldn't be the case, and that's wrong. And there are three child skeletons with the bishop's mitre hat and the slippers, and I wanted to go with something as if they're unfit for the chair, and that this is, again, all about children, and they're in the hear no evil, speak no evil, see no evil poses. So that's one of the first things that you see on the site, but it's interesting to visit.
And that, of course, is what they put in the theaters to get people's attention, hopefully to get them to go to the motion picture. And, of course, the whole idea is to get people talking about it. Of course, the question is, how will the hierarchy of the church react to this? Now, you've actually talked to Monsignors and others, people who are really very concerned about this, but it's almost like they're afraid to buck the system. Did you run into that attitude?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, one really good Monsignor was Monsignor Peter Schoenbach of the CCCB, which is the Canadian Conference of Catholic Bishops. People have to remember that Toronto is an extremely big city. I believe it's the fifth largest city in North America and has a tremendously big archdiocese. The Archdiocese of Toronto, I believe, has half of the population of 5 million people as its members in Toronto. And he knows this, and he knew Cardinal Ambrosic of the Archdiocese, and he tried to help because Monsignor Schoenbach was handling the sexual abuse cases in Canada. And he directed me to the Papal Nuncio to Canada, who did not want to deal with this, and they wanted to bring me back to the Cardinal. The Cardinal didn't want to deal with it. The Vatican didn't want to deal with it. So the funny thing is that the Monsignor knew that the pictures existed, but that he could do nothing about it. Even he couldn't do anything. He could never call himself and say, you know what, the guy's right, he's got the pictures, they were requisitioned, I could see it, there's the devil faces, the 666s, people on the Archdiocese of Toronto homepage. I mean, people can go, who are listening right now, to go to archtoronto.org, unless they just took it down. They refuse to take it down because there's this big red picture on there, and everybody's grabbing each other in the crotch area. There's about 166 embeds I found in there, and Monsignor Schoenbach knows it, but he never could actually call the cardinal himself and say, take the damn thing down, I saw it myself, the guy's right. He just directed me the best way that he could, and unfortunately, that's the best you're going to get.
And unfortunately, there are dark and sinister spiritual forces attacking Christianity from within. What better way to destroy the Catholic Church, the Protestant Church, the Jewish religion, than from within?
Absolutely.
There is a spiritual battle going on for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, and most people don't even know there's a battle going on. Well, should we ask questions if anybody would like to call in?
Sure, go ahead.
Our telephone number is, of course, 970-689-8255, 970-689-8255, if you'd like to give us a call. Michael has certainly put himself right on the front line trying to get this message out. This basic message that we keep trying to get out at all the time. There is a spiritual battle for the hearts and minds and souls of our people and of our children. And you can see what a great job they're doing with our kids when we have in the United States today 60 million Americans with a sexually transmitted viral disease. How would you get something like that? This was never like this. When I, went into medicine 50 years ago, there's been a conscious effort to corrupt our society. And where is the outcry? Well, we're hoping that this motion picture, I will bring one. I participated in this, simply because I believe in what Michael is doing, and I think his message is so vitally important. And certainly, you've shown this to some people in the media, in the regular media. What sort of response did you get from them?
Extremely positive. As a matter of fact, our public relations people are putting together relationships right now, which could result in national publicity. As you know, Stan, you were in New York and you met NBC, MSNBC, ABC News people who really want to do the story. They will get a chance to interview us, and as far as I know, that's looking to be a very positive element. So we'd like to have it happen as soon as possible, obviously, because we do have the film out, we have the film growing, and we're looking forward to it. So with national exposure on top of everything else, because right now you're seeing people who run these particular blog sites and they respond on them, and they're sort of showing their true colors. I really believe there's some bad priests and others who are, use a fake name to get on these sites and make comments as they do. It's really interesting to watch. But the film will garnish national attention. It's happening right now, and the scheduling is being put together, and that's pretty exciting.
Okay, fine. Well, now, who do we have calling?
Hi, this is Brett, Colorado. How are you, Dr. Stan?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good, sir. Question for your guest. Michael, if you would, tell me the name of the film prior to asking my question.
Name of the film is Rape of the Soul.
Rape of the Soul. Is there embedded artwork in other religions, such as Islamic artwork, embedded artwork in Islamic pieces or Protestant pieces, or is it specifically a Catholic problem?
No, it's not just a Catholic problem. Embedded images in art in general has been widespread. It's obviously in advertising, and just about every piece of advertising you're looking at, something's embedded, especially in alcohol-related ads. But yes, I have seen it in Protestant or regular Christian art. The reason why I concentrate on the Catholic Church is because I happen to be Catholic, and that's how the story came about. It was getting a chance to shoot scenes of intimate fear in Toronto Catholic churches and being declined, and that's how the story came about. So that's where the concentration is. I kept being led to more and more of the art through Catholic organizations, but it's not exclusive of the Catholic Church or Catholic organizations.
I mean, it's every place. I mean, so many of our motion pictures have this in it. There is a conscious, organized, orchestrated effort to corrupt our society.
Well, I'm looking more specifically at the religious realm.
Right. Well, it's all of the religions.
So it works. Islamic art.
Hold up. We'll be right back. Hold up.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DDCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join us as we celebrate Messiah Yeshua in Passover 2006. He brought us out to bring us in. The date is April the 12th, 6 p.m., the Ramada Plaza Hotel at I-25 and 120th in Denver. Seating is limited, so you need to call now for reservations. Reservations deadline April the 3rd. Call 303-654-9924. That's 303-654-9924. He brought us out to bring us in.
16 of 16 terminally ill cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
Saying his self, rape of the soul. And the question was asked, you know, is this the same sort of thing in Islamic art? And I don't think anybody has analyzed it. I suspect it's there, but Michael, you certainly haven't looked into specifically that issue, have you?
No, I haven't actually picked up Islamic art and deciphered it. I mean, it's not extremely popular here in the United States, obviously.
So that would be a whole study within itself.
Yes.
Anybody who would like to know about the satanic background of the Islamic religion, we do carry a book called The Prophet of Doom. We carry a four-tape audio set of my interviews with Craig Wynn called Islam, the Religion of Doom. It is there. There's no question at all. It has a specific satanic message within the very substance of the Islamic religion, and I believe, of course, this is going to be the basis of the coming war with Islam, which is being generated by our own government. But that's an entirely different subject. Let's stick with what we're talking about as far as this film is concerned. Is our guest still there? Our caller?
I'm still here.
Okay, do you have any other questions?
Yes, sir. Another question, if I may. I'm wondering if in oral publications, that type of thing, what the Catholic Church, I'm sure, market, if we don't have sublingual messages present. Because, you know, that's part of advertising or has been.
Sure, but this is primarily just the art.
As the embedded art is doing. And
you're going to have to analyze that.
Had taken a look at that. You know, he's aware that it goes further afield than the Catholic Church. I'm just wondering if it goes further afield than visual perception.
Well, the film deals with visual perception. That's what the whole subject is really about. So,
yes.
I'm sure that you'll find these things in every aspect of our society. We certainly see the effort to change the music of both the Catholic Church and the Protestant Church and society as a whole. But the film deals with the visual images. But hey, thanks so very much for calling.
I'd like to thank you for your efforts, sir, and for your courage in stepping forward concerning the matter, because you're certainly stepping forward in the face of powerful forces represented by the Catholic Church.
Well,
thank you.
Exactly what I told Michael when he first told me what he was going to do. I said, Michael, do you have any idea what you are engaging in? I'll help you because I believe in what you're doing. But what I've suggested to the people who work with Michael is pray for him, and we do pray for him, and we pray for his protection and the protection of his family, for the provision and protection, because believe me, they have engaged some of the most powerful forces in the world who do not want the average Catholic to understand what is really going on in their church.
Thank you very much for your time, gentlemen.
God bless you. Thanks so very much.
God bless.
And certainly, have there been any efforts made at all to sabotage your effort?
Yeah, there have been. I mean, there have been plants in the audience, people screaming, standing up and screaming, and things of that nature. In one place, the trailer of the film was lost prior to it showing. The poster was disappeared prior to its putting in light box, and those things have definitely happened, which is why we...
If you want to make a call...
Hello?
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. The those kind of things certainly have happened in the past, without a doubt, and it's controllable. We're doing the best that we can to control it, but what happens is it's a numbers game. It's a matter of getting things out to the public, and right now, as you know, we have major networks who have agreed to do the show. I don't want to mention them on the air right now. We'll have to, you know, you'll get a chance, Stan, because you'll be, I'm sure, interviewed as well. But you get a chance to say, but major networks and news people right now have the program, and they're going through it, planning to do the interviews. So it's one of those things where. The film is powerful. There's very little in there that you could possibly, even the worst critic, can get into and start to discuss because there's so many positive things. The pictures don't lie. I'm a visual artist, so I'm doing what I do for visual arts. And as you said, the images are, for the first time, we have the technology to actually see the picture. You're looking at it and saying, oh, gee, what's wrong with that? And then right out of it comes a demonic face or 666 or some kind of phallic symbol or a sexual element, and it floats right out of the... out of the picture. Quite amazing. Never been done before. And a film like this has never been made, which, you know, is exciting. And I think that when you do something that's never been done before, it takes a little bit of time for people to understand because it's not one of those been there, done that, seen that things.
No, but you do a good job, you know, with the narration and pointing the things out and with the graphic art so that people can actually see what this is all about. And you know, some of this modern art where they begin to distort what people really look like. And all of this has a profound impact on our subconscious. All of this is really an attack on our minds. And until people understand that, until people understand that what is happening is not happening by accident, but part of intent. Well, we're just about out of time. What's your parting thought for our listeners?
Well, stay tuned. Keep going. Go to the website, rapeofthesoul.com. Look on the locations. We'll continue to grow. And look into the news media. Pretty soon we'll be able to have even more news, even more national news. And I appreciate Stan for having me on the program.
God bless you, Michael. And the best of luck to you, and give my best to your wife.
Very good. Thanks, Stan.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, I want our listeners to know that it took a lot of courage to put out this film. They will do everything they can to ignore it, because the last thing they want is for the American people, specifically the good Catholics who love the Lord, to realize that there's an organized effort within the Catholic Church to rape the soul of their people. And of course, this spreads into the general population. The problem of the war on Christianity, there is a conspiracy against the God we worship. When you understand that, you can understand why they want to take the Christ out of Christmas. They want to take mention of God and prayer out of our schools. They want to remove the nativity scenes from public places. They want to...
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniels Show, KHNC 1360 AM.
Well, Dr. Chan here at the American Freedom Network, and certainly we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And Christian civilization is under attack today. One of the best books, and I hate to say it, but I wrote it, it's called Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read it, you need to get it. You need to read it. You need to understand there are really people at the highest levels of our government and throughout every strata of society who work through secret societies, and even though many of them don't understand why the leaders understand that they worship Lucifer. And we simply give you the writings of the people. They're what they say, not what I say, but what they say. And there really are people who hate the God of the Bible. And, of course, who look to Lucifer because he gives you total liberty. No restrictions at all. And the God of the Bible, of course, has those commandments. Thou shalt not commit adultery, and thou shalt not kill or steal or all those restrictions. Wouldn't it be wonderful to be totally free? And let me tell you, it would not, because it leads to moral anarchy, and that's why we have 60 million Americans with a sexually transmitted viral disease, according to the CDC. Well, one of the things you can do to really help us, and of course to help get the word out, would be to get a case of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or nearly they sell for $12.95 each. You can get a case of them, 64 for $149.95. We're over halfway to our goal, so we can go ahead and do the printing on that, and we want to get as many of them out as we can. And believe me, this book is having a profound impact on many people who read it. So if you'd like to get a case of the books, $149.95, 64 books, and of course you have to pay the postage or the shipping, but give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. You can sell the books. You can give them away, you can lend them out, but get this information out so people will understand what we're really up against. Again, the book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you can buy a single copy, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. You can get either the DVD or the video of it at the present time. And then, of course, we carry so many other items going into the background of this spiritual battle, and the fact that there really is another dimension. There is a demonic dimension. If you haven't read the book by Joanna Michelson, The Beautiful Side of Evil, or my interviews with her on the supernatural, you really want to get that and understand what's going on. We have books on Satanism and deliverance. We have the book of The Diary of a Devil Hunter, a man who has been trying to expose the demonic influences that get into pedophilia and so many of the things that are going on, the satanic organizations which organize and work in America and carry out human sacrifices. You say, that can't be going on. Well, yes, it does go on, but there's a division in the FBI, and their purpose is to conceal the truth from the American people. And it's working at the highest levels of our government. Remember when Hillary was in the White House bringing in Gene Houston to conjure up the spirits of Eleanor Roosevelt, Mahatma Gandhi, and of course Nancy Reagan was there with her astrologer on a regular basis to get advice from the astrologer on how our government should be run. It permeates every aspect of our society. So our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Certainly enough, we can recommend my talk. It's available on...
Hi, this is Lana of Griffin Automotive, one of the proud sponsors of Rabbi Spivak's program. We are family-owned and operated, your new car alternative, specializing in one-owner, low-mileage Hondas, Toyotas, and Subarus, meticulously maintained, priced from $2,000 to $10,000. See us at Foothills in Pearl and Boulder, or call us at 303-447-9991. 303.